Maisa Shehaya, that someone had some sort of a desirable food item, a snack, and another individual, a classmate, wanted some. So in order to make sure you get some, he said a bracha on it. And this way, you have to save me by giving some. So this is a perfect scheme, extortion via bracha. So certainly, I don't think the person with the food is chayev to give him some. He put himself in the problem. It's really his problem. But he's obviously playing on this individual's tzidkus. He doesn't want his friend to have a bracha levatala. So the question, though, is, given that this individual with the snack is a nice guy, is he even accomplishing anything by giving the guy the snack? Is the person making the bracha merely extorting, or also playing on the ignorance of the and good-heartedness of the person with the snack? So it gives us an opportunity to look at a couple of halachas and hilchos brachos in Simin Reish Vav. In Sif Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says that when you make a bracha on something, you have to hold it in your right hand as you make the bracha. So obviously this individual is not holding the food in his right hand. He doesn't even have the food. So is the bracha even valid? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, the reason for this idea of holding it in your right hand is sheyichaven libo al mashem mevarich. So it's simply in order to stimulate kavana. You're holding it right here, and you have good kavana when you make the bracha. And he says this is only lichatchila. However, b'di'eved, the bracha is valid even if you're not holding the item that you're making the bracha on at all. However, in this case, it's worse than not just holding the food item. He doesn't even have the food item yet. So we have to figure out the balance between Sif Hei and Sif Vav. The next two Sifim. In Sif Hei, it says, Ein mevarchim lo al ochel v'lo al mashkat shivi'u lefanov. That you don't make a bracha on something, on a food item, until you actually have it, until they bring it to you. And if you make the bracha before they bring it to you, before you even have it, the bracha is totally not even valid. So maybe in this case, the bracha is a bracha levatala anyway, even if you give him the snack, it'll still be a bracha levatala. However, in Sif Vav, it says that that if a person is going to take a drink from a stream of water, he can make the bracha and then take the water. But what about the fact that the water you're actually drinking when you made the bracha was upstream, it's still flowing down for the next few seconds, so you don't even have it yet. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but it's definitely going to come. That's the difference between Sif Hei and Sif Vav, is that it will definitely come. So it's the natural order of things, is that it's flowing downstream, it'll get to you. Person takes a drink from the water fountain, same thing. Even if you turn on the water when you make the bracha, the water that you're drinking is not the water that's in front of you when you're making the bracha. It's still somewhere in the pipeline. But it'll definitely come to you. So therefore, the bracha is chal. As opposed to in Sif Hei, people are bringing you food. They may bring it, they may not. So therefore, the bracha is not valid. So in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he suggests that in this case of bracha via extortion, since he knows his friend is going to give it to him, it should be chal. The bracha is chal, like the case of the stream. Lani's daiti, maybe it depends on the situation. Who knows? You know, not everyone is such a, you know, is so concerned about the bracha levatala of extortionists. So it's only if the person really knows that he's for sure going to get it. If he doesn't know that he's going to get it, the bracha is not really chal anyway. You have to make a new bracha when he actually gets the food. It should just be noted that in addition to not being so nice, it may be an issa deraisa to pull this shtick, that one of the Ten Commandments is lo sachmod, not to covet that which other people have. So the Mechilta says that lo sachmod, you're only over on lo sachmod once you take action to go ahead and to obtain that which someone else has, essentially by pressuring another person to give it to you. So there is some discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim exactly what the case is. There is a Gemara which says people think that lo sachmod means without money. So it's machlokas, are the people right? Does it mean without money? Does it mean if you pressure someone to give it to you with money? Does it mean both? Either way, so I know there are some who think that maybe it's dafka only with money. If it's without money, so either it's a gift, it was willingly, or it's gezel. You know, it's dafka with money, so then, could be since you're paying, so it's not really gezel, that's where lo sachmod really comes in. However, others suggest the Chafetz Chaim seems to hold that even without money, or maybe dafka without money, If you pressure someone to give you something that he doesn't really want to give you, that very well may, that probably sounds like it is lo sachmod. So there certainly is a significant chashash over here. Never mind the brach levatala, but possibly lo sachmod, and obviously not an ideal way to make friends or get good snacks. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.